Volunteers are helping biologists from the Kachemak Bay Research Reserve search local waters for an invasive species of crab. Each month, they check traps along the beach to identify and measure the crabs they find inside. KBBI's Marsha Lynn tagged along on a recent crab monitoring trip and has the story.
It's low tide on the beach behind Pier 1 Theater on the Homer Spit. I slog through the rocks and seaweed to a group of people at the water's edge. They're bending over small steel traps that look like mini crab pots. Judy Hamilton, who now lives in Coos Bay, Oregon, helped start the crab monitoring project while working as a marine biologist at the research reserve. She's back for the summer and was one of the volunteers at the beach. Hamilton explains the project en route to check the last of 10 traps.
The idea of the monitoring project is to keep an eye out for an invasive species called the European green crab, which is not here as far as we know. But because its range is expanding along the west coast of the United States and also up into British Columbia, it's likely, apparently, that it's going to be here at some point. So we want to get ahead of the game, see what lives here, what's supposed to be here, in advance of that. Crab being measured, so take a look.
Axel Gillum holds up this small, furry brown one and identifies it as a male helmet crab.
It's thinner and it's more pointed than the female, which is wider, like on that. So it's a lot wider and less pointy.
He helped check crab traps this spring with his fifth grade class from McNeil Canyon Elementary School. Ingrid Harold is the crab monitoring coordinator for the Lower Kenai Peninsula. She says from April through September, monitoring is done in coastal areas around the state. Harold says the whole idea is to plan ahead and be prepared.
We're focusing on early detection, rapid response, and getting a community of people who know how to trap and know how to identify. And then we're also fortunate that we can look at what the actual local population is before they come here. We're focusing on harbors because they might come on ballast water or hulls. And then also Southeast Alaska is very prone to currents for the plankton, the young crabs, to actually come up on the currents. So we're hoping that we catch it early and they never, ever get established here.
The monitoring is done monthly at the lowest tide. 10 traps were set out by Harold 24 hours before being checked. The volunteers come from far and near.
I'm Norm Stiefather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Oh, I just happened to be down here when they come along, and so I see what they're doing. That's interesting. I don't see anything like this in Wyoming, so it was a new experience for me.
This is Abe Hartzell. I'm internship at the Kachemak Bay Research Reserve, working with Ingrid. I'm from Alexandria, Minnesota.
Lloyd Hankins from Anchorage. We're just vacationing, going halibut fishing.
The program is permitted through the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
All our traps have escape netting, so just in case we were to lose a trap, they have our permit number on them, and they also have a piece of rotten cotton that will rot away with time, and so they won't become ghost traps and keep catching.
Harold says they experimented to find just the right bait.
Herring is the best. We tried cat food, but it wasn't as attractive.
It took an hour to check all the traps, gather data, and return the crabs to the water. The rectangular traps, which measure about 3.5 by 1.5 feet, fold up for easy transport, which is what the group is doing as they pack up and head back to shore.
There's 8 here.
Oh, there's 8.
In Homer, I'm Marsha Lynn.